from stpetecatalyst.com.
Joining me on Impact Catalyst today is the newly minted winner of 100 Women Who Care, Alexia Morris. Alexia Morris, who is the executive director of Reach St. Pete. Welcome.
Yes, thank you. I'm excited to be here.
So first and foremost, 100 Women Who Care has been a great initiative. And the last one was just a couple of days ago, and you were the winner. Tell us a little bit about how you got involved in that and what your experience was like.
Yes. So one of the volunteers and stakeholders in Reach St. Pete was like, hey, I think you should apply for this. I'm going to enter you in 100 Women Who Care. And I was like, okay, great. I had never heard of it. Looked into it and was like, wow, I can't believe I didn't know this existed. Put in the application, and then we were notified that we were a top three finalists, which at that point I was just honored that we were a top three finalists because there's so many amazing nonprofits that were, you know, selected to be there. And then we all presented on our nonprofits, and I'm really glad that I didn't get to be a part of the voting process because even I was like, wow, these are three great nonprofits. I don't know who I'd vote for. But yeah, so we ended up winning that just recently, and it was a great experience. The women were amazing, and I'm just happy that St. Pete has a group of women who are so kind and generous.
Absolutely, and that's one of the secret sauces of 100 Women Who Care is that they pick such great nonprofits that most of the time the ones who didn't win get so much support anyway because people love them, and so everybody ends up winning in the end, which is great. So you got to tell your story at the event. Share a little bit of that story with us.
Yes. So oftentimes people don't know this about me, or just by looking at me, you wouldn't be like, oh yeah, she was homeless. But at 16, I was homeless. I had a mother who was addicted to drugs, and I ended up not having a place to live. So I actually couch hopped with friends in high school for about a year until a local family took me in and really was my support system. And it changed the whole trajectory of my life, as you can see now. So when I started Reach St. Pete, I always tell that story because that's truly the heart behind Reach St. Pete is at the very minimum, I want to show up for other people because I personally know how it can change the trajectory of your life.
So when you look back at that time in your life, you know, what were some of the specific things that you went through that inspired you to help others not have to go through that?
Well, being in high school, working two jobs, providing for myself and my sibling at the time, not having a real support system because my parents were in a rough spot at that time in their life. Not, you know, blaming on them. Everyone goes through tough situations, but really just not having a support system, feeling really alone during those times. I just always knew that I would, at the very minimum, again, just show up for people who are around me. Who I see are in need. I'm going to just always do my best to just show up for them because I know how difficult it can be to keep your motivation when, you know, you're working multiple jobs, you're taking care of other people, you're barely making it, and you don't know what tomorrow holds. You don't know where you're staying. So I just always keep that in mind when working with others that it can get really dark. And so I want to make sure that I bring any source of light I can to a dark situation.
That's fantastic, and it had to be incredibly stressful. So you've expressed, you know, you've taken this experience you went through, and bringing this unique, you know, level of caring from your own experience, and it's now expressed itself through three programs that you offer. One of them is really focused on motels, and sort of you mentioned couch surfing, but a lot of people are sort of homeless in that they're, you know, a few nights in a hotel and then moving on to another one. Tell us a little bit about that world.
Yes. So a lot of people don't know about living in a motel and how that is defined as homelessness. And so right now that world has changed significantly due to COVID-19. Majority of the motels in St. Pete, we all know a lot, you know, on 34th Street and the south side of St. Pete, majority of them actually are more like homeless shelters because they've become kind of residents at the motels. And so we've seen a huge increase of children and families living in motels, and the main reasoning being evictions. If you have any evictions on your record, it's been really difficult for them to get into apartments. So it's not necessarily that they don't have jobs, because a lot of the families we work with in motels have jobs or are in education. But they just can't get an apartment because of the eviction on their record. And so they end up paying more in rent than I do by living in a motel because they pay a nightly fee. So one motel that we serve alone has over 55 kids living in it. And it is essentially become a homeless shelter, most motels.
Wow. And with that, obviously that can't be a great environment with the pandemic and COVID. How have you had to adapt your services because of the coronavirus?
Yeah, so we require all our clients and our volunteers and staff to wear gloves, masks. We have sanitizer available. We do social distancing. And by now, most of our outreach programs, the clients and the volunteers are pretty used to it. So it goes over well.
And you've moved some of your options online?
Yes. So our Fill the Need programming is all online. Anyone can apply for that. And you can essentially request anything. It doesn't guarantee that you'll get whatever you're requesting. But typically, people will request like bill assistance, rent assistance, emergency groceries. It can be, we've had like a water tank heater request because someone was able to afford their rent and bills, but that expense came up where their water tank broke and they couldn't afford that. So we kind of look for the more sustainable giving aspects in that program specifically. And then we also have a program or a focus in that program that focuses on the emergency needs, like I said, groceries, hygiene items, clothing, things that are more pressing and urgent.
Right. So in those instances, you're meeting the needs that exist, but you're also doing a lot of work in preventing those needs as well. Can you talk a little bit about your advocacy work and some of the programs you have for families to get them to a place where they don't need those services?
Yes. So we are focusing really heavily on preventative measures. Like I mentioned, due to COVID-19, so many, I would say just regular families have been struggling. We've had to make sure that we work on sustainability plans with these families. And essentially, that's just them talking to one of our staff members, giving them insight on where they're at, how long they've been there, realistically getting to know their circumstances. I know when people are in difficult times, they want to, act like things are better than they are. But we really have a good approach just from my personal experiences to make sure that we're genuinely connecting with the people to know, hey, what's really going on, and how can we do steps forward that are attainable. Meaning, if you need a place to stay and they've got their job and they have the budget for it now, we give them the resources to go do that. And then we just follow up with them. We're putting the ball in their court, making sure that they're making steps and efforts to attain their future goals alongside of our efforts as well.
That's great. And, the stats always say that such a high percentage of families are just a paycheck or two away from, from potentially being homeless and, with a lack of savings and if any major expenses come up. And certainly the economic ramifications from the pandemic have pushed a lot of people over that edge. And some of the other folks we've talked about have said there's really a rash of people experiencing needing these services for the first time ever. And, they haven't necessarily, obviously it's a mentally stressful time. There's people who have been through it, and then there's now a lot of new people. So, if we have to understand, if we have people around us who, may be on the edge, what's the best thing we can do to support them psychologically and emotionally? And what should we understand about that situation?
Yeah. Everyone's different. So, if you work with someone before and it worked for them, how you're approaching it might not work for this family member or person who's on the cusp of homelessness. Keep that in mind. And mental health right now, obviously, is something that we're all really aware of right now, just because of COVID-19, especially, to just make sure that if they are in a bad place, mental health-wise, that you're connecting them with the right resources. And then honestly, again, I keep it really simple with Reach St. Pete, and at the baseline, just show up for them as whatever that looks like for you. I think when it comes to being there for people who are experiencing low income situations or on the verge of homelessness, whether it's family, whether it's just a resident in Pinellas County, I think we always put so much pressure on like, what can I do and how can I do it? I try to simplify that as much as possible. Whatever you can do at that moment in time will be enough. So whatever you can provide at your maximum will be enough. You don't have to have this expertise to simply show up for someone. But as far as logistically wise, obviously connecting them to existing nonprofits that do provide bill assistance and rent assistance is always great as well.
And they can go to reachstpete.org and there's an online form to fill out, and they can discreetly send their need out to your organization and then connect that way.
Yep. And then we also have family members who have, filled out an application on behalf of someone. We also welcome that just because we know circumstances can be difficult. Sometimes people don't have access to the Wi-Fi or a phone or a computer. And so if you ever come across someone in need, you can also fill it out on their behalf with their information.
Wonderful. Very important work. Just a fantastic story that you chose to go down this path, and there'll be many, many lives that are better for it. So thank you for doing that.
Yes, absolutely. City of St. Pete makes it easy.
And congrats again on a fantastic win at One Heart Women Who Care.
Thank you.
From stpetecatalyst.com.